What's going on?
Shaq, were you just driving around listening to the radio and hearing this man clown on the radio? How did that work out? Somebody tell you about it.
No, I'm actually I'm in Pearland. I'm listening to my main man on the radio, and I hear Corey. You know, Corey is one of my favorite comedians.
Oh,
so I actually thought he was down here doing my thing, but I see he's doing his own thing.
Yeah,
proud of him.
You know, I want to do y'all thing, but
Oh yeah, I know.
I got to get my payment up.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, Shaq, man. I used to see Shaq, man. Let me tell you something about Shaq. Shaq be driving around at night, man, all times of the night, and like if he know you, he'll ride up on you. You still be doing your peace officer thing, Shaq?
Of course, brother. Detective, yeah. Baby. Shaq, undercover.
It's Officer Shaq, man. Shaq, pull you over to Bentley. Let me see your license and registration. He have on his police uniform, but he have on them Shaq shoes. What can we buy some Shaq shoes?
You can get them at Walmart. You can get them at places that cost $20.
Right.
Hey, but you know, that's because you did it for some people who, you know, who can't go out and spend $180 on some shoes.
Exactly. That's but you right, know, man. But you know, the difference about my shoes, you know, even though Corey clowned them, they still look. You understand me?
Hey, man, hey, look, you know what, Shaq? You know I support you 100%, man. When I leave here, I'm going to Walmart. And I'm buy me a case of water and some Shaq shoes.
That's right. And some soda, Shaq. And some Icy Hot, and I can have my Buick picked up.
Oh, Icy Hot. I'm going to rub some Icy Hot on the bottom of my feet when I put on the Shaq shoes. Maybe they help me jump higher. That's the secret to having hops. You gotta rub Icy Hot on the bottom of your feet and put on the Shaq shoe.
That's how you be dunking, huh?
Right. You'll be dunking. Anybody can dunk. If you put the icy hot patch under your sock.
It's good that you know Shaq like that, because, man, if you really didn't know him like that, he walked up on you. Because you said earlier off there, you said you shake Shaq's hand. What was it like?
It's awkward, man.
No, but
Shaq,
you know what? I've been knowing Corey. I saw Corey when he first hit L.A. And everyone knows I got a sense of humor. I got thick skin. You can talk about me. You can talk about my mama. You ain't going to hurt these feelings.
No, man. Hey, now, real talk, though, man. Shaq is the type of guy, like, wherever he's at, he pops up at the stuff you think he won't pop up at. You know what I mean? He ain't one of them divas like that. Shaq used to be at the Improv in L.A. and other open mics just popping up at things. Man, I got love for you, Shaq, man. You the man.
I appreciate it.
So, is that like another?
Even though you clowning my Shaq, dude. That's why I'm going to send your ass 100 pounds.
Hey, man, tonight I'm wearing a suit and some Shaq shoes. That's on anything.
Hey, Shaq, has comedy always been one of your first loves, man, besides basketball?
Yeah, because, you know, everybody knows that laughing is a big reliever of stress. So, you know, I used to go, you know, watch those guys on Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, they always did the same thing for me that I did for them. You know, they always, you know, entertain me and keep me laughing. And I try to do the same thing for them on the court. And everybody knows I'm a wannabe comedian. I'm not that good, but, you know, I can make people laugh every now and then.
Well, we saw the clips from you in the locker room, you backspins and acting the clown in the locker room. So I guess it's always been in your nature to be sort of kind of a clown, right?
Yeah, but I'm not as good as Corey and those guys. Because, you know, Corey, when he gets on the stage, you'll see. You know, he demands everybody's attention, and, you know, he does jokes that makes you think, and, you know, all his material is funny. And I tell Corey this all the time. He's on his way to become the next big star.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So everybody heard that. Come to the Improv this weekend.
After you go to the Shaq show, then you can go to
Yeah, after you go to the Shaq show, you definitely going to come to the Improv this weekend. I'm messing with you, Shaq. Look at me, my ghetto came out. I might have messed up. I said I'm ducking you, Shaq. That's what I said. Anyway.
All right, boy, love you.
All right, man. Hey, Shaq, real quick, right. What do you think about them Houston Rockets and Dwight Howard? We going to be all right this year?
Who?
The Houston Rockets and Dwight Howard. We going to be all right?
Yeah, I love Yao Ming and Tracy McGrady when they play for the Rockets. And, you know, Team Olajuwon, I just love those guys. And you know, I just, you know, loved it when Kenny Smith beat me for the championship in 94-95. Everyone knows I love the Houston Rockets. I sure do.
Not bad for a little city, huh?
No, that That's not what I said.
Go ahead. Set him straight, Shaq. Go ahead.
I said, when you're in L.A., which is a major city, I said, now you can go to a smaller city. So is Houston smaller than L.A.? Yes or no?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Ding, ding, ding. Dr. O'Neill wins. Again, don't misquote me. I know what I said. I've been living in Houston, Sugar Land, Pearland, and Woodland for 20 years. I got love for people in H-Town.